All right, welcome back to Sports Central. Let's talk some high school sports here. Hopefully we get to see some high school activity, some classic activity here in the region and throughout Pennsylvania before too long. Mike Boydum from the Altoona Mirror joins us. He stays on top of all of the political comings and goings. Did you ever think as a high school reporter you'd have to be so locked into all the politics of all this stuff, man?
I didn't, and I didn't think I'd be. Never imagined that most of my coverage of events would be coverage of Zoom meetings on the PIAA.
Yeah. What are those meetings like? Do they just drone on and on? Do they actually accomplish things and get stuff done?
You know, the one thing that I think people don't understand is that I really get from watching those meetings is the PIAA really does support these kids, and they do want to see these kids playing. You hear so much like, oh, you know, people criticizing the PIAA and thinking that they don't want the kids out there playing. But throughout watching these since the middle of the summer, it's very obvious to me that those guys, they want to be playing. And it's very frustrating because it seems to me like Tom Wolf's, the governor's office does not give the PIAA the time of day, which is very frustrating, I'm sure, for them, considering like a state like Ohio. You know, they're playing high school sports right now, and the Ohio Athletic Association is in really good communication with their governor's office, and they can speak back and forth, whereas it seems like Governor Wolf's office does not really communicate with the PIAA.
Do they just kind of leave the PIAA out of the loop? It seems like, and Mike reports on this stuff frequently in the Altoona Mirror, it seems like when the governor's office drops news and drops recommendations, the PIAA is caught off guard by these things.
Yeah, and it seems to constantly happen where PIAA will make an announcement, and then a day later or so, it will be something completely different from the governor's office. The PIAA is actually meeting next on January 6th, so they're hoping to be after the announcement this time, because obviously the shutdown is supposed to be until January 4th.
Okay, so that's what I was going to get to you. We're in the shutdown till January 4th. What's next after that? Nobody can practice. Nobody can have team activities, although, wink, wink, I've heard that some people are, and that's just the reality of of life. Some people skirting the rules here a little bit, but officially and legally, January 4th, what do we expect to happen?
Well, on January 4th, the teams should be able to start practicing. Now, the one big possible red flag here is that it was the governor's choice to shut it down this time. This is a different than football season when the PIAA decided to delay things 2 weeks, because that was the PIAA's decision. So if they don't drop this shutdown, like I feel like Levine and Wolf will have to come out and say, okay, we are returning to things on the 4th, because if they don't, the PIAA won't feel like they can go forward. So that's going to be something they talk about on the 6th. Hopefully because they didn't shut it down this time, the governor's office did. So the governor's office is going to have to be the one that opens it back up. But assuming that the shutdown does end on the 4th, teams will have to practice for at least 4 days because they've been shut down. So the earliest we could see games is January 8th. But the PIAA did drop the mandatory practice. Each team has to have 15 mandatory preseason practices. That's always been the rule. But they dropped it down to 10 this year to try to get teams back a little bit quicker if they didn't have their practices in already. But even if they already had those 10 practices, then they still have to practice 4 days now because they've been off for so long before they're allowed to play. So January 8th would be the earliest anybody could play.
That's fascinating. Let's think about from a high school basketball standpoint. I played high school basketball, and if you're in, you know, learning an offense, learning systems and all this stuff and roles on the team and everything, that takes time. I mean, it takes time. That's what the preseason is for. The first part of the preseason is conditioning, and you're running your tail off, but you're learning all these sets and everything, and coaches are trying to figure out, you know, who the starters are, who the sixth man is, what's the second rotation. What do you think high school basketball will look like when they start up for the first few weeks, when a lot of these schools will have practiced very, very. Now, look, if you got a veteran team and a coach that's been there a long time, it may not be a factor. But what about the rest of these teams? What are they going to look like?
Yeah, and it'll be interesting, too, because, you know, without as many games, if you get off to a bad start, that could really hurt your seeding for the playoffs. And this year, in the district playoffs, the only team that advances to the state playoffs is the district champion. So in the past, last year, I did 18 state playoff pre-boxes. There were 18 games where our teams were playing in the first round of state playoffs. That's going to be far less this year because, you know, the runners-up or third-place teams, fourth-place teams, none of those teams are going to be getting into the state playoffs. So you have to win districts to continue your season this year. And, you know, so getting that higher seed is going to be an important thing. And, you know, if you get off to a slow start, it's going to be tough.
Mike Boydum from the Altoona Mirror. What about some of the other sports that might be impacted by all this? What are some of the issues that they're having to deal with?
Well, they already moved back the team championships for wrestling because the wrestling team championships were going to be basically taking place as soon as people came back because a lot of these schools with a lot of schools in our area haven't had those 10 practices. A lot of schools, the ICC, the Intercounty Conference, and the Laurel Highlands Conference has banned, you know, practice until January here, so none of those schools have any practice in, so they have to get all their practices in still, and so a lot of these teams aren't looking to be able to actually start until the beginning of February, and that's about what time these wrestling team tournaments were supposed to start. There also is not going to be those big, the wrestling tournaments where there'd be like 30 teams on a weekend and you'd be wrestling five matches and everybody, like, that stuff's not going to happen this year. Swimming, they've talked about having them, so say Altoona would swim against Hollidaysburg, big rivalry match. Now this probably isn't going to happen because it's, you know, close. The teams are close to each other and, you know, the COVID situation is similar in both places, but it's possible that you can do a virtual swim meet this year where one team swims in their pool and the other team swims in their pool. They put the numbers into a computer, and that's how they decide the winner.
Wow. That's bizarre. I never swam competitively. My nephew does out in the state of Indiana. He's an elite youth swimmer. Can you imagine competing that way where you're in your pool at your school or wherever, somebody else in another? I mean – could you imagine if that's how sports came to be?
To be honest with you, I like to do these virtual races. I like to do these races for the holidays, the Blair County YMCA, and the turkey trot, we did a virtual race, and, you know, you had to just go do it yourself and put your time on a website, and it was very strange, and, you know, you're doing your race in a completely different space than someone else is doing, and you're wondering, like, hey, did they have to go up as many hills as I did? So it's very different, and it's hard to get really those competitive juices flowing when there's nobody around you.
So bottom line, we've talked about January 4th, January 6th. What do you think is going to happen? Are these teams going to be able to get back out and practice on the 4th or the 6th, or is there going to be another delay?
Well, one of the most encouraging emails I've seen in a long time we got the other day, it said that the Central and Tyrone boys basketball game, which had been postponed from December 23rd, has been scheduled for January 11th, Monday, January 11th. That's the earliest game I've seen in this area that is being scheduled. So Central Tyrone boys basketball is supposed to happen on January 11th, and if these teams come back on the 4th, that should be happening pretty soon here. Now, as far as what I've heard, everyone keeps saying the cases have been stable, but they want to see what happens, you know, this week here after the Christmas and see if, if the numbers spike or anything from Christmas gatherings, and that's where they're going to base their decision, apparently.
And lastly, what about fans, especially parents? Will when all of this stuff starts, do you envision fans being in the stands initially and or by February or March? What?
You know, that's a tough one, especially being inside. I would have to guess right now people will be happy to just be playing. So I would guess that it's going to be very limited numbers, if anybody. I think most coaches and players would consider it a win if they're just out there at this point. I mean, just listening to – I was on that Pitt basketball Zoom call yesterday with Coach Capel, and just hearing him talk about his own COVID situation, it makes you wonder, like, if I wrote about this in a column today in the Mirror, if somebody on the team, a coach or a player, has gone through this, you got to wonder if it makes you feel a little bit different. And maybe even the kids on that Pitt team are thinking, well, they really pushed for the season to happen and everything. I'm sure they did, but seeing their coach almost have to go to the hospital and now dealing with situations where players probably, you know, it said somebody within the organization is why they're not playing Duke tonight, but you got to wonder if they still have the same feeling they came into the season with, whether they still are also gung-ho about playing.
Yeah, that's real well said. Mike Boyden from the Altoona Mirror, appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thanks. All right,